Breakfast puppies?
Welcome, adventurers! Grab your dice bag, sharpen your axes, and hop into the meat grinder. It's time for Hammer Crawl! Greetings, fellow dungeon crawlers, and welcome to another episode of Hammer Crawl, a comedic actual play dungeon crawl podcast. I'm your host, Dungeon Master, and Hammersmith, NPC. Since this is possibly your first time joining us, I'll give you a quick bit of background behind what's going on. Hammer Crawl is initially just my own personal method for running classic dungeon crawls on the fly, tournament style, with zero preparation. Started as a fun con game, quickly grew into its own set of rules, and now this podcast. You're listening to the fourth batch of episodes from our ongoing Wolves of Zeramund adventure series. Now this batch kicks off with episode 12 of their saga, which corresponds to episode 15 of the podcast as a whole. In this batch of episodes, we both bring in a new player and venture into a brand new dungeon. And since the Hammer Crawl game system is still evolving, we try out a few new game rules along the way. Once again, thanks for listening. Now sit back and enjoy the ongoing saga of the Wolves of Zeramund as they venture forth into the Pit of Tenebrous Worms.
Oh my god, I can't believe I rolled a 20.
20 is a good roll. We're going to carry that forward here to move into giving you a third attack die.
Yes.
So go ahead and roll 3d20. The armor class of this thing is a 13 in order to hit it.
So take.
Yes, but my armor class is 16, so I'm like half there or something. Okay.
Sure.
I got another 20, a 13, and an 11.
Holy shit. Do you have a melee attack bonus?
No.
Okay. So the 13 and the 20 will hit. So roll your damage, which I think is a D8. Yep.
Take that. I'm going to avenge my... I am Dragu the Vengeful.
Okay.
Dragu.
8!
Holy shit!
Nice!
So your attack roll of a 13 does 8 points of damage.
Yeah.
However, your attack roll of a 20... can do either 16 points of damage or 8 points of damage and some weird narrative effect. It's up to you.
Okay. Hang on, brain. So here's what I think is going to happen. I'm going to do 8 points of damage to it, but that damage causes the other pillar to also take damage.
Unfortunately, they're separate entities here.
No.
That's clever. I see what you're doing here, but
like
there's
a
method to this madness.
Like a big piece of stone doesn't go flying and hurt the other pillar.
No, that could happen.
That's what I'm talking about here.
You gotta get me more than that.
God damn it. So I do my beautiful slicey hacky, and then I do the 8 points of damage, and a very large piece of stone pillar comes rocketing off and takes out a big chunk of the other pillar. The baby pillar. I was going to say baby pillar.
Right now, you are attacking the pillar with Delphine.
Yes, the baby
Both
pillar.
Both of you are working on the ones that have dozens of them intertwined.
Yeah. So,
whereas Dom is working on the one that is massive and singular entity.
So a small piece of this pillar basically becomes a projectile bullet towards the large pillar and takes out a big chunk of it.
Now, I do like that. All right, so you've done 16 total to the pillar that you're attacking, an additional 8 to the one that Don's attacking.
Yes!
Yes!
Thank you for cleaning up after my
How many... what's the least I can do for you after what I did?
Baby pillar? Shit.
A lot.
Okay.
So it doesn't, yeah, it doesn't look affected very much?
No, she...
I just lost my hit die.
Shit. Dr. Ogg. Oh,
okay, thank you. Sorry, guys. I got so excited.
Bit of gas from the beers.
Yeah, podcasting and drinking beer is generally not a great idea.
Draug, who is not a real doctor, has done a significant amount of damage to
but
it.
But is still covered by insurance.
You get the feeling that Draug has taken out maybe a third of the damage necessary to kill this thing.
All right.
Good chunk of these tentacles that are wrapped around each other have just fallen off and are beginning to flake off around the sides.
Cool. Good job.
Anybody else taking melee?
I'll have a miscellaneous
What are you
action.
Doing?
Is it time for that?
Sure.
Okay.
Miscellaneous
So
time.
I have Annette.
Who's
and
she?
Yeah. She works in accounting with Tammy. But Annette.
Fuck Tammy.
Yeah.
Tammy.
But I have a net, and I would like, with my miscellaneous action, to wrap the net around the pillar as to keep the tentacles together so that we can kill it faster. So I am taking my net and I am using my thief agility to quickly wrap it around the pillar so that it is a contained mass of tentacles that cannot come out at us easily.
That is a really good idea.
I know. Actually. Thanks.
I am the leader. Attest for the strength of your net, whether or not it would hold. However, that's a really cool idea. I'm going to just let you have it. You spend your action doing that.
Yep.
Wrapping the net around and give yourself an XP.
Oh, thanks.
That's a really good idea.
Thanks. I think Annette is the luthier. Isn't she Annette Tunicello?
Oh, dear God. All right. On that note, I'm going to attack you all.
No.
On that note?
Oh.
Oh, fuck.
I think they fell flat.
That was a natural 20.
And I have a funny feeling this is going to be a sharp attack.
No.
Well, that's a natural. I hate you all. That is a natural 20 coming in here to Dom.
No.
Fortunately, the only person that can take it. And however, Dom is being attacked by the pillar. The solid
the fat
piece
one.
Of doom.
I took out Sorry. 8 points of it.
The curvy one.
Roughly a third.
Dom, you are taking 12 points of damage.
So I am then at -2.
No!
All right. So what that means is 2 of those points immediately come out of your con.
Stay alive.
Okay. That stands
and
short
on your turn,
for
you have a choice to make, which we'll get to in a moment. The pillar is attempting to break out of the net.
But I want to use, we're going to use this advantage to keep it together.
So, then you want me to roll with a disadvantage?
Yes.
Okay. You're going to spend one?
Yes. Okay. I'm going to spend an advantage.
Okay. So we have one advantage left.
Well, a 5 is better for you than a 15.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, bitch.
So it is unable to break through the net, but again, it's still coming. It's still like breaking out of its stone formation, coming into its own mobility. There is a good third of it missing as well, thanks to the actions of the fake Dr. Aug.
I never claimed to be a doctor. I just said I was called, that they could call me Dr. Aug.
All right. Still very misleading.
Anyway, it's time for initiative on round 2. Delphine.
Yes.
Roll initiative.
Seductively.
9.
Holy shit, you guys are going first.
Yeah.
So am I passed out at this point?
So you get to make a choice.
Okay.
You can either fight on. Oh, wait.
Because I also
have you took damage.
My rage.
You took damage.
So, get mad.
So
get
you
mad.
Don't get to make a choice. Unless you fail the save, or unless you succeed on the save.
Okay.
So as a half ogre, Here's the best part. The best part about this class is normally any character that falls below his 0 hit points gets to make a choice. You can either lay down and cry for help and hope to not die.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You have to keep making death saves.
Boring.
Or you can fight on. If you fight on, you keep taking damage. But you can still fight on until your con reaches 0. Any con loss that you face is permanent.
Oh, good God.
And I have done this.
But.
But I have stayed alive.
Dom.
So. Sounds cool.
Might not get that choice. So, Dom, murderous rage time. I need you to make a mind save.
Alrighty.
Unless you just wish to fail it.
Well, okay, so if I fail it, what's the choice that's being made for me?
If you fail it, you just have to keep fighting or you're going to keep dying.
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right. Okay, well, congratulations. You're dying. Yep. All right.
Might be the last stand of Dom, but
That means you're choosing to fight on. What that means is you get to take an action as normal. You get to resolve it, and at the end of your action, you immediately take 1d4 permanent con damage. No save allowed.
Okay, so even before the worm has taken action against me.
Well, right now, you're all determining what you're going to do. So I'm guessing, is anybody moving away?
No.
Is anybody moving in? Is everybody maintaining their position?
Maintaining. Yes.
I want to move toward Dom.
Yeah,
you're gonna
same.
Move towards Dom.
Yes.
Excellent.
Me too.
Okay. Is anybody going to be taking a missile attack? Is anybody going to be taking a melee attack?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. We're going to go ahead and do Dom first.
Okay. Okay.
So first, Dom, as a half-orger berserker, when you are in murderous rage mode, you have a scripted list of actions that you must take. First, which is melee attack the strongest looking enemy with an immediate striking range,
which
there is a big one.
Beefy worm.
Beefy worm.
Okay.
Worm beef.
You have advantage on melee and thrown damage dice rolls and immunity to critical fumbles.
Which is especially funny because there was a literal critical fumble of the die.
Yep.
Just now.
Just second now. Second hit die.
All right. Okay. Go ahead and roll both of your damage dice.
Here we go. Both or just the best of?
Both.
Okay, we got a 12 plus my 2 melee, so that's 14. And an 18 plus my 2 is a 20.
Yes!
Both of those are going to hit. So did you roll your damage die?
Not yet.
Go ahead and roll that.
D12, which is this guy.
Yep. Plus your strength mod.
Plus my strength mod. Do I just roll it once, right?
Just once. Okay.
Strength mod is plus 1. 10, 11.
Jesus Christ. And both of those hit. So you just did 22 points of damage.
Yes!
It feels so good.
Dumb.
I'm also dumb.
And you also just took 4 points of con damage.
Let me see your
how much con did
rage.
You how much con are you working with?
I lost 2 previously, so now I'm down 10, and then you said I took
4 points,
so now I'm down to 6.
Ooh. All right.
So does that also change my mod? So I'm now
your con mod negative, is now
-1.
Yeah.
Oh, we're the same.
Oh, guys. Does that affect my HP any?
Your HP goes down. Your max HP goes down 1 as well.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Who else is moving on a melee action?
I would like to also attack the smaller pillar that we've been working on.
Go for it.
So.
With your weird 2 attack dice that you have for some reason.
Yes.
Thanks to a bug in the character creation system.
No. This is the way.
A 17 and a 3.
A 17 will hit, definitely. Oof. And roll your damage. What weapon are you using?
I have a shield sword.
Oh, sword. Yeah, that's much better.
Sorry.
Whip.
Yeah, the whip.
No, I got whip the stone.
A 4.
Oh, yeah. I gave you that sword shield.
Yeah.
Shield sword. Well,
that's 4 more points of damage. As you hack at it with this sword, as it's beginning to take form into a more organic substance. And fake Dr. Ogg.
Yes.
What are you going to do?
I think I'm going to go help Dom.
How?
I'm going to go attack the pillar with my bastard sword.
Okay, roll for it.
All right.
Technically, you didn't say you were moving at the beginning, but I'll give it to
you. I said I was going towards.
Yep.
He did.
Yes, I did.
Both of them.
Rewind the tape.
Both of these gentlemen over here said that they were going to.
I choose to believe you this time.
I said I'm going to go move towards Dom, right?
Rewind the tape. I heard
that
it.
That happens.
Yeah.
Go ahead and attack.
All right. I am.
So two D20.
I like these earlier. These were good dice. Okay.
Because you're an elf and you do everything better.
Fuck yeah, I do.
Oh, a 4 and a 9.
Neither of those with your bonus are going to hit.
Well, you failed better than all of us.
Anybody else doing melee? Miscellaneous?
Miscellaneous, magic. Yes. Oh, I guess magic is what
I'm
doing.
Yes, magic. You're healing, right?
I would like very much to cure light wounds.
Cure light wounds is 1d6 plus 1.
Big points. Question. What? Can that bring Dom out of the state where they're losing constitution?
It will bring it, if you heal them to above 0 hit points, they are no longer losing constitution.
And you would lose.
However, it will not cure their con loss, and it will not end their rage.
So you would lose 2. You're at -2, correct?
-6.
2 plus 4. Yeah, so -6.
They are currently at 0 hit points.
Carob, I need you now.
They're at so, 0 hit
so,
points.
So, sorry, just for clarification. Yeah. So, does she need to heal me 6 to get me to 0?
Nope.
Or I'm at 0?
You are at 0 hit
okay.
points.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Anything you do is a net gain.
Okay.
Anything I accept it, will please. Stop the constitution loss.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, great. Sorry, you said D6 plus 1?
D6 plus 1.
We gotta go steal the constitution.
Thanks, Nikki.
Oh, Try again.
5.
Yes.
You get 6. 5 hit points back,
Tom.
Congratulations. Plus 1. That was total, right?
4 and gosh, then, yeah. Okay. And instead of losing Cure Light Wounds, I'm going to lose Read Magic.
Are you sure?
I was really thinking about it.
Okay.
Suddenly, magical writing appears across the stones.
God damn it!
I cannot tell you how mad I would be if that happened, because I really, really want to read some magic spells!
Okay. Now it's the stone's turn. You hear the stones.
It's just another stone turn away from.
Well, I mean, you know, you guys are here to see the stones in concert, so they're performing for you.
I hear they gather no moss.
Oh, that was a dual music reference.
They might have gathered some moss if they had not been cleaned off meticulously by roving bands of gelatinous cubes.
Roomba cubes.
Is there any chance that they just want a healthy diet?
I mean, maybe.
Dom, you're being attacked.
Gonna squeeze on
and Dom, you're being like, hit.
Nope. No.
For how much?
2 points of damage.
Ooh.
Still alive. Still.
Meanwhile, Delphine, as the lone person left, you're being attacked by 2 sets of tentacles, one of which is going to hit you. Holy shit, plus 6. Wait, what? How did you...
I have some new gear that I picked up in town. You're welcome.
You take 1 point of damage.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, no, not your fingernail.
He's about to scratch.
Actually, that's actually a big problem for Delphine.
I broke a nail.
That's just like not okay.
Those are beautiful.
You bastard.
Round 3 initiative. Can you beat a 2?
Yeah, yes.
An 8.
Yay. All right. God damn it. Your group goes first.
Yay.
Is anybody moving around?
No, I'm going to
in stabbing range.
I'm still continuing to hacky hacky on the smaller pole.
I'm still over here trying to help Dom because I feel so bad about earlier.
Yeah, you should.
Range attacks?
No range attacks.
I lost my ranged weapon.
Once melee. There.
Melee!
All right. Dr. Aug, you're going first.
Okay, so I have this cool thing where I can hold 2 weapons at once.
You do.
It's called 2 hands.
I do.
Your damage die goes down by 1, but you get an extra attack.
Yeah,
die,
so I have a spear and a bastard sword. Let's see, what does it say?
Technically, that works.
Exactly. Let's see here.
I believe you get an extra attack die.
Yeah, you can fight with 2 weapons, roll 1 extra attack die, but lower the damage die by 1 step.
Yep, so you're going to roll
3d20. 3d20.
And a single d6 for damage.
Yeah, but I got to make sure something's going to hit first.
Yep.
Okay, so I got my spear, I got my bastard sword. Here we go. I'm going to work this system. Fruzal, help me now.
Fruzal.
A motherfucker. I got a 6, a 5, and a 3.
Was this melee or ranged?
And this was melee.
And this is exactly why you need to be praying to Carob.
I might convert if I live through this.
Clink, clink, clink. Yes, your sword and your spear chink off little bits of stone from the few remaining bits of these tentacles that have not converted to flesh. Who else is melee?
Me!
Delphine. Oh
my God. Yes. I would like to stabby hacky at my pillar and create more damage.
Yes, do it.
14. And a 14.
Ooh. Both of those are going to hit, so let me see the damage roll here.
5.
Nice.
Murder, murder, murder.
Delphine. 10 points of damage.
Delphine.
Yes, yes, yes.
Describe to me how you destroy your baby pillars.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, with my thief stealth and skill, I was artfully hacking at the pillar through the holes in the net, you know, because I have the stabby abilities.
Yeah.
And as I was, you know, stabbing, kind of turning my sword inside, it kind of crumbled and broke apart. And as it was breaking apart, there was like kind of a hushed calm over the whole room as the pillar finally just collapsed and fell to the floor. And I made sure to grab my net for later.
Nice. Yes.
Wise. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a party leader to me.
And finally, I believe the two of you, do you both have melee actions, or are you holding off for magic?
I plan to lay on avocado hands.
Okay. Thank you.
Farther.
All right. So melee Dom.
Yeah. So I am still in my rage. So I'm taking advantage. So do I do an extra, or am I just still doing the 2?
Right now, you're still doing the 2. I think I'm going to revisit how the half-ogre berserker has worked to make rage a little bit more appropriate, but we'll see.
Okay.
Rage is always inappropriate. Honestly,
I like it. I think it works as it is, but we'll see. We'll see over time.
Okay. But, okay.
So, I mean, Dom is the king of cool.
Yeah, that shirt.
From the shirt.
King of cool style. Yeah.
Oh, cool style.
Oh. Well, okay. Now.
So, sorry. I'm just trying to remember how this works. So, I can hit with both if I succeed with both. Okay. Okay. That one is a 4. No. 14 plus 2 is 16.
That will hit. That one. Give me your damage.
And then where's my 12? Where's my 12?
And remember, you have advantage on damage rolls. You roll the damage twice.
Oh, lovely.
Take the better of the 2.
Lovely. And I'm adding my strength bond. 6. And a 12 plus 1 is 13.
Yes.
Tell me how you take it down.
Oh,
yes.
I am just fucking hacking this thing through. Like, I'm like cutting down a tree in the woods. And I finally like get through it with one last like, ah! And it just like me and the tentacle like fall down from the ceiling. And I just like land on my feet like superhero style and just have like this worm above my head. And I just take a bite out of it.
Nice.
Or I slam it into the ground.
Damn. All right.
Beautiful. Wait, like, as in like with your mouth?
It's healthy. Don't worry.
Don't
the worm is really healthy.
Yeah. I don't swallow it. I just like bite it and just fucking spit it out and then like slam
like,
it on the ground.
Like they are biting their heart out.
Yeah.
Okay. And now, Xenon.
I mean, I've heard that worms are quite healthy.
It's organic.
So I'm going to go ahead and follow the lead. This is the very first worm we've encountered that we could potentially eat. So I would also like to eat some of this worm.
Okay.
You were going to do some spellcasting?
I can't do both.
You can do one or the other.
Yeah, no.
One or the other.
Damn.
Fine.
I think eating dead worm is a full round action.
Yeah, seriously.
You know, I accept. This will be an experiment that we can continue on when peace has occurred for our party. I will lay on avocado hands.
Okay. Lay on avocado hands.
I'm cleansing your liver.
Is that your prayer?
Yes.
Cleansing your liver.
You know, singing and praying is pretty much the way that Carob were.
1d6 plus 1 hit points
restored. Thank you. Here I do. That's five.
Five.
Nice.
I'm very consistent. You're welcome.
All right. Excellent. So I am back up to eight.
All right. Now I need Delphine to roll a D10 for hit die for initiative. And I need Dom to roll a D10 for initiative.
What?
Because your seven. Party now has a new villain. So here's the fun thing about half-ogre berserkers.
Oh.
There are no more enemies within range.
Yes, Sorry, guys. So really, instead of healing I should have boned you.
Yeah. Well, you know, like, I feel satchels. Like maybe taking a bite of that worm thing, though, like, could have been, like, some antitoxin to get you out of that rage.
I would just like to
be starting to feel six. A little calm.
I rolled a six.
Who got higher?
Seven. I got a seven.
Ooh. So,
all right. Seven. That means your side's going first. Anybody taking movement actions?
I still have that net in my hand.
Yes.
I have a sleep spell.
Ooh, sleep spell. Ooh, yeah. Let's do that. Let's try the sleep spell.
Sleep spell.
I don't want to go to sleep.
You are, darling, you've not taken your medication.
I'm also wondering if you could like sprinkle some dirt on Dom and then like the cleaning ooze would come back.
Oh, maybe.
You know? I don't know.
Do any of you have creature lore, monster lore, or...
I have local history.
I have miniature equine aficionado. It'll work, I promise.
Nobody, okay, yeah. Nope.
All right, so...
I'll tell you what. Delphine, I'll give you a roll here. This is a D20.
Thanks.
You want to get high. This is going to be based on your local history.
You want to get high. Yeah.
Always. Oh.
Roll it again. It's cocked.
It's what?
Cocked.
Yeah.
Eight.
That's not good enough.
Eight is not good enough.
The secret.
What about my?
Is it caressing the ear?
I gotta. Can I use my like?
Nope. Anybody?
Thief skills to re-roll?
Nope. There is one last advantage left.
Oh yeah. Let's use our last advantage to help Dom get out of his berserker.
Well, no, it's only gonna affect the roll.
I know, but we're. What is this roll for? Is this for my like knowledge to see the dirt?
You might know the secret.
Okay, yeah. Let's. I will use my advantage to re-roll.
See if you know the secret.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
Ready?
Do it.
15.
15 is enough to know.
Okay.
That stories tell of a particular way to survive half-ogre berserker attacks. They call it the sleep sack.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah. What did you call me?
The
babe, I got so many sacks. This is going to be great.
What that means, you don't know. But you've heard stories of the sleep sack.
Okay, I got it.
Anyway, anybody taking a movement action? No more planning. Movement. Anyone? What are you doing? You're moving closer away.
Am I already directly next to her?
You are next to Dom.
I'm not moving.
I think we should go with the sleep spell.
Anybody taking...
We have
no more planning. This is time to act.
I know. Act. Stick with the original plan. I have an idea.
Melee action? Anybody doing melee? All right. Are you doing melee?
Here's the question. It's a question. It's either melee or it's miscellaneous. I have both a small sack and a satchel that have relatively nothing in them, and I just want to put it over her head.
Okay, so that's a melee attack.
Then I'm doing it. I am doing it.
Okay. Go for it.
Try it.
What am I rolling?
You're making an attack roll. This is based on your strength. So you're going to use your melee attack skills to see if you can perform the ancient legendary sleep sack maneuver.
I'm rolling a
D20. Read my mind.
I'm rolling a D20.
Right now.
I got a 9.
That is not going to beat Dom's armor. Yeah. Anybody else taking melee? All right, that's one down. Anybody else taking miscellaneous?
Miscellaneous.
Who wants to go first?
The doctor.
Bah. All right.
Sleep spell is magic.
Not a real doctor. But
yeah. That's magic, not miscellaneous. Okay,
so
magic.
Delphine, what are you doing?
That is magic. Fuck. Throw your net at them.
About to die.
No. Okay, yeah. So I have a net, but I also have a tent. Okay. Listen, please, for a moment. Okay.
No. There's no listening. This is the middle.
This is my miscellaneous action. I'm just they were laughing at me. I'm asking for a little bit of consideration for your leader.
I am taking
my motherfucking tent and I am opening it up like a sack.
Yeah, bitches.
And I'm throwing it over Dom in my miscellaneous action to get them inside a vessel, a tent.
A sack.
I believe. This is what I'm doing.
Pray, Scarab.
I'm going to be an asshole here. Unpacking a tent is a whole lot different.
It's not unpacking it. See, I just have to like
putting a sack
whip it out like a magician on a tablecloth.
It's one of those pop-up tents. Yeah. It just goes, foop.
Yeah, it's a foop.
Didn't exist in the dungeon crawling
1997.
It totally did.
It totally did in 1987. I'm sorry.
Hold on. I'm going to let you roll the die of fate to see if this pulls off.
Fine.
The die of fate is simple. Roll a d6 and get a 1.
But I have luck.
Roll a d6 and get a 2.
Oh.
Get a two.
Sorry. No.
And you don't have like a don't cloak get, from like, Hot a, Topic like, or anything?
No.
A thiefy reroll. I get 2 thiefy rerolls.
That wasn't a thief skill. And you've already used your last advantage to reroll that. So no. Unpacking the tent to use as a weapon is not something you could do in 6 seconds in a combat round.
All right.
Anything else?
All right.
Magic.
It didn't work. I'm
Magic
sorry.
Time.
Hold so on.
Come on, Doc.
All right. You got to give me a minute here.
You don't have a minute. You have 6 seconds in a combat round. You're going to cast sleep or what?
Yes.
Okay, you're going to cast sleep.
Yes.
Dom, what level are you?
1.
Congratulations. You are the minimum number of hit dice to be affected by this spell without Woo-hoo! Applying any roll whatsoever. Woo-hoo! Dom is asleep.
Yes!
Yay! Yay!
Thank you, guys.
The sleep sack tent.
I was like, yes, and then I'm gonna cast sleep on the tent, and then it will be a sleep sack, and then it'll be great.
The sleep part was enough. So
okay.
You have cast sleep. Do you wish to remember another spell and lose another spell instead, or just lose sleep?
I'm gonna lose read magic because I haven't needed that yet.
Oh man, I want to do it so bad.
As Dom falls asleep, magical writing.
Fuck you.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Wolves of Zaramanda Saga on the Hammercrawl Podcast. Stay tuned for more adventures to come as they delve deeper into the pit of tenebrous worms, seeking adventure, riches, fortune, and legends, and of course, an inevitable hilarious death. If you enjoyed this episode, please let us know. Send us your feedback at breakfastpuppies.com or leave us a review on iTunes. If you want to hear more, subscribe to our feed at your favorite podcatcher, or check us out at breakfastpuppies.com/hammercrawl. Check out the official game rules and the growing world Bible on GitHub. The opening theme song is Chain Lightning by the awesome D&D metal band Gygax. Yes, that Gygax. Check them out on Bandcamp via the Creator Destructor production label. Additional background music was provided by the absolutely amazing dungeon synth artist Erang, who you can also find on Bandcamp. Your Hammercrawl lesson of the day is, remember, in the middle of combat, eating a dead worm is a full round action.